Pod Quiz 1073. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1073. We have another guest host this week. Mike is taking on round four for us a little later on.
Round one.
We'll start this week with an annual anthems music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I need artist and title. And number five, you need to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one.
But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Question two.
We like to know a little bit about you for our fans. We like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's the
question three.
On you leaving my contentment. I wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves.
Question four.
Even though he's hard to understand, and if you love him, I'll be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man.
Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on Wizards.
Question six.
In the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, which wizard is known as Mithrandir among the elves and Tharkoon to the dwarves?
Question 7.
In the Harry Potter books, which wizard is so feared that most other wizards and witches avoid speaking his name?
Question 8.
The familiar depiction of the legendary wizard Merlin was introduced by which writer? Geoffrey Chaucer, Geoffrey of Monmouth, or Nikolai Tolstoy?
Question 9.
Oscar Diggs is the real name of which wizard in the works of L. Frank Baum?
Question 10.
The Earthsea Cycle is a series of fantasy books about a wizard called Sparrowhawk, and was written by which American author?
Round three.
Round three is Famous Voices. For the following five questions, I shall play a short clip of a famous person speaking, and I would like you to name them.
Question 11.
Everybody knows it happened. I got smacked like a year ago, and people like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears. Drums, please. But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. Never gonna happen.
Question 12.
Oh, well, the rule that I set myself for The Handmaid's Tale was that nothing goes in this that doesn't have a precedent somewhere in history. Or in real life right now, going back and looking at some of the things that Hitler had done, for instance, they're very similar. He was a child stealer. He stole blonde children from Poland.
Question 13.
Successful. It was venerated. Yeah. It was the French tennis woman.
Yeah.
I really thought... but. Part of it was in the structure, I'm giving myself an out, but part of it was the structure of it was sort of artificial because it was an act. I was the actress playing the French attendance woman.
Question 14.
On every movie I've done, I think I've worked with Steven 5 times. Let's see, Ryan and The Terminal and Catch Me If You Can, Bridge of Spies. Yep. Is there another one in there? I can't recall.
Is there another one in there? IMDb.
Question 15.
Number one, the tariff. Number two, important as well, is the whole defense momentum that is taking up in Europe and which has led, in particular, Germany to increase significantly its commitment. And number three, and this is really a result of the tariff announcements and subsequent developments, structural reforms, which Europe had been talking about, and it's Europe's hour to actually do the things that have to be done.
Round 4.
Hi, James. This is Mike from California. This month, my wife Jennifer and I are celebrating our 21st wedding anniversary. But more importantly, we are celebrating 20 years of listening to PodQuiz. My wife is a musician who plays instruments called handbells. So for this round of Pod Quiz, the category is handbells.
Question 16.
In what country did the modern tradition of tuned handbells as we know them today originate? Is it A, Germany, B, England, C, France, or D, Italy?
Question 17.
What material are most professional handbells made of? Is it A, aluminum or aluminium, B, bronze, C, brass, or D, steel?
Question 18.
When ringing a handbell, the sound is created by a small free-swinging part inside the bell. What is that part called? Is it A, mallet, B, clapper, C, paddle, or D, striker?
Question 19.
Which handbell technique produces a staccato percussive effect by ringing the bell directly on the padded table surface? Is it A, shake, B, echo, C, martellato, or D, pluck?
Question 20.
When a ringer holds and rings two handbells in one hand, allowing them to play four bells total, what technique are they using? Is it A, twin strike, B, double bell ringing, C, four in hand ringing, or D, cross grip ringing?
Mike and I will be back in 2.5 minutes with the answers after Life of a Wandering Wizard by Serge Quadrado.
answers.
Number one was All Along the Watchtower by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
All along the watchtower, prisons kept the view.
Number two was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Number three was White Room by Cream.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
After all. Number four was Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette.
Stand by your man. Help him to arm the fight.
And number five, the year was 1968.
Round two.
Round two was on wizards, and the answer to number six, that wizard in the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, was called Gandalf. Number seven, that feared wizard in the Harry Potter books is Lord Voldemort. Number eight, the popularisation of the Merlin myth was by Geoffrey of Monmouth. Number nine, Oscar Diggs is better known as the Wizard of Oz. And number 10, the Earthsea Cycle was written by Ursula K. Le Guin.
Round three.
Round three was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Chris Rock. Number 12 was Margaret Atwood.
He stole blonde children from Poland.
Number 13 was Meryl Streep.
I was the actress playing the front nice. Yes.
Number 14 was Tom Hanks.
Is there another one in there? IMDb.
And number 15 was Christine Lagarde.
Do the things that have to be done.
Round 4.
Mike here again. Let's review the answers for the handbell category. For question 16, I asked, in what country did the modern tradition of tuned handbells originate? The answer is B, England. For question 17, I asked, what material are most professional handbells made of? The answer is B, bronze. For question 18, I asked, what is the small free swinging part inside the bell called? The answer is B, clapper. For question 19, I asked, what technique produces a staccato percussive effect by ringing the bell directly on the padded table surface? The answer is C, martellato. And finally, for question 20, I asked, what is the name of the technique where the ringer holds and rings two handbells in one hand, allowing them to play four bells total? The answer is C, four in hand ringing. Thank you, James. Jennifer and I love PodQuiz, and we hope to be listening to it for decades to come. And happy anniversary to my quiz partner, Jennifer. See you at the movies.
Thanks very much, Mike, and congratulations to you and Jennifer. That's it for PodQuiz 1073. Thank you very much for listening. We have a couple of messages this week. Happy 31st birthday to Jackson from Clare. And happy birthday to Jill from Reese. Okay then, I'm off to brush up a bit more on my handbells, and I'll be back next week. Bye now.